This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
We come together, we support one another. We are friends. We do the impossible. We challenge ourselves. That's who we are.
Hello and welcome to Ka Pai 89 2025, where great listening experiences await you. I'm Trinan.
And I'm Gaze.
I'm Clara.
And I'm Austin. Get ready for an exciting and entertaining broadcast filled with fun, excitement and lots of laughter.
We should probably mention that we apologise for the delay this year. Our schedule has been quite full, hasn't it?
It has, but we have some exciting news to share. Our school has just opened a brand new canteen, Kai Canteen, and it's ready to serve up some delicious meals and snacks.
Absolutely. And the best part? The canteen is owned by Katie, a remarkable and independent woman who showcases strength and resilience.
Thanks to her, now our school has an opportunity to buy food that may be sweet treats like brownies to pizza.
Wouldn't you know, Trinav?
Yeah, Trinav. How much money did you spend again?
Now shifting gears a bit, our school put on an incredible production of Shrek Jr. this year, and I was lucky enough to be a part of it.
I didn't get to perform, but I loved being a part of the audience and cheering everyone on.
You know, I actually had one of the main roles as Ugly Duckling. I would say I was better than Shrek and Fiona.
How much roles, how much lines did you have?
She had three.
Four?
Three.
Four.
Three.
I had four, but anyways...
I was actually one of the main roles, the Big Bad Wolf, and I brought the character to life with depth, but I tell you, it was an amazing challenge.
Totally main. Very main. 10 lines.
It was. And it was 14 lines.
No.
Yes.
Let's move on.
Anyways, my role was small as a soldier, but I thought it was a good, crucial role serving Lord Farquaad.
Did you get to see him die?
He had four lines.
Dragon did pull off like an amazing scene.
Yeah, she was understudy of Dragon. That's why she has to brag always.
Always. So true.
Yeah.
See, she has no words.
I am speechless, but we put in so many hours over so many months, even in the weekends. We had to master so many different dances, so many different songs, and thankfully our hard work paid off.
For sure, Clara. We performed in front of four different audiences and we rocked those shows with confidence. Not to mention the costumes and the makeup added so much to our stage presence.
And let's not forget, we even got to wear mics.
So true. I just loved wearing the mics. I missed them so much.
I know. I got my mic for the whole day.
Well, I only got it for most scenes, but I had to swap my mic out to give to Night 7.
I got my mic for one scene.
Well, I just wanted to take a moment to say a heartfelt thanks to all the adults who helped make this incredible production possible.
Definitely. Now moving on to some other exciting news. This year, our school has welcomed several exceptional new teachers.
Yes, we have Miss Chetty, Miss Wend, Mr. Hallgrath, and Miss Kay. We thought it would be great to interview them and learn about their backgrounds.
Exactly. So let's jump right in and see what they have to share.
Our first interview was with Miss Chetty. Let's see what she had to say.
I interviewed Miss Chetty, and let me tell you, she is a fountain of inspiration. When I asked her why she chose to teach at H&R, her enthusiasm was palpable. The environment at H&R is just incredible, she shared, her eyes lighting up. The work ethic here is commendable, and you can sense that the students appreciate the school rules and values. It's heartwarming to see how much they respect the Shay. Plus, the staff, they're not just colleagues, they're a tight-knit community, always ready to support one another. The second question I asked her was, what has been the highlight of your year? In response, she stated, "The most significant highlight so far has been my class's achievement in fundraising the highest amount for our school's Color Run fundraiser. Collectively, we raised over $15,000 as a whole school."
$15,000?
I know, right?
That's insane.
My third question I asked was, "What year group do you teach?" With a warm smile, she replied, "I work with the year sevens." My fourth question I asked her was, "Have there been any funny moments in your class?" She chuckled and replied, "There have been many, but the funniest was when kids from another classroom came in and said, 'Hey, Miss Chitter,' instead of 'Miss Chitty.'"
That's so funny.
The fifth question was, "What are your aspirations for your teaching career?" She sat in a very sophisticated posture and replied, "She wants to get her honors and get a higher qualification in teaching." My final question to her was, "Have you had any other jobs?" And she replied, "No, I have been teaching ever since I graduated in 2018. And now let's hear from Grace, who interviewed Miss K.
I recently interviewed Miss K and it was an exciting experience. She discussed her work with the Year 7s and what motivates her as a teacher. I asked Miss K why she chose to work at H&I and her answer was so sweet. "When I was young, I had a teacher who profound my impact on life and this school. When I applied, I felt a mutual connection that wanted the job." The second question was, "What has been the highlight so far this year?" She replied saying, "The highlight for this year for me has been the students and all the teachers I've had the chance to work with. The energy, enthusiasm and growth I've seen in the kids have been truly rewarding at the same time. The support, collaboration and kindness for my fellow teachers have made this year even more special. It has been a memorable experience to be a part of this positive and inspiring environment." And the third question I asked her was, "What year group do you teach?" She replied, "I have been working with the Year 7s this year." The fourth question was, "Have there any be funny moments?" She smiled a bit and said, "We have funny moments almost every single day, but I can't think of one, of a specific one right now." The fifth question was, "What have been your aspirations for your teaching career?" She had a confused look and replied, "I've never thought about that much before, but I have been the best teacher means learning from the others by gaining experience and advice from fellow teachers. I can better support my students and grow in my role." The final question I asked her was, "Have you had any other jobs?" She replied saying, "I have had any other jobs before besides a few part-time roles when I was a teenager."
Unfortunately, Mr. Howgarth and Miss Wind were unable to be interviewed.
Now, moving on, let's talk about the upcoming AIMS Games.
I can hardly believe AIMS is coming. It seems like just a few months have passed since the last one, and I'm excited for what's in store this time.
Time truly races by.
Speaking of time, AIMS Games is only about 5 weeks away, so it's good to see that all of our AIMS teams have been working really hard.
They practice early in the mornings and late in the afternoon, sweating but still working hard, perfecting their skills.
I bet you that hard work is going to show its result.
Believe it or not, I'm going to AIMS Games for canoe slalom and canoe sprint this year.
Is that even a sport?
Yes.
Really?
Have you watched the Olympics?
Yeah, but I've never heard of it.
Lisa Carrington.
Excuse me?
I'm going as well for gymnastics and BMX. And just to clarify, I'm doing men's artistic gymnastics. Yeah, not that girly stuff. I'm doing all of the, like all of the hard stuff, not the, like, little split leaps and all the cartwheels. Nah, doing the hard stuff, yeah.
Could you define hard stuff, Austin?
Oh, yes. Like straddle levers on the rings to 8 circles on the pommel.
What are those?
Let's just say something that takes a lot of work to achieve.
Well, I just want to give you guys good luck and please win at the Ames Games this year. We'll meet you shortly after a short song break, and in the meantime, enjoy Golden by K-pop Demon Hunters.
I was a ghost, I was alone.
We will be sharing our pieces about writing and about a famous movie, K-pop Demon Hunters. We'll also be adding in breaking news about Emma Watson and baboons getting killed.
I hope you had a chance to watch K-pop Demon Hunters. It is quite an intriguing intriguing movie, isn't it? I loved to hear your thoughts on it.
Yes, of course I have. It's such an amazing movie.
I've never watched this before, but I've certainly heard about it.
This movie has broken the Netflix record.
But, like, the vocals were so great on the songs.
I know. I just loved EJ's voice. Anyways, the movie has broken the Netflix record for being the highest viewed Netflix original movie.
More than 100 million people watched it in the first 2 weeks.
Have you heard the soundtrack? Well, if you've not, we just gave you a sneak peek by showing you Golden but in the K-pop by K-pop Demon Hunters in the song break. It is amazing. It earned over 500 million listeners on Spotify.
Oh my God, like the notes and the vocal range on the singing was so awesome.
Oh my gosh, just... I've listened to that, like, I think, like, over 1,000 times already.
Really?
Yes.
That many?
I mean, you haven't listened to it.
Yeah, you can't even see anything.
Anyways, EJ, who did the vocals of Rumi, the main character who sings Golden, has such a soulful voice. Her voice can go up to high notes, going up to like very high notes, like E6, and very low notes.
Actually, she had a singing double, so it wasn't actually her singing.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. Adrian Cho did like the voicing, sang all the lines, whereas EJ did all the songs.
Intriguing.
Yes, yeah. Very intriguing.
Yeah, but still, the songs still sound amazing.
It's true. My favourite is Golden.
My favourite's probably Your Idol, West Side Your Boys.
But my favourite could also be Soda Pop, you know?
Yeah.
You're my Soda Pop. Moving on, Emma Watson has been banned from driving for 6 months.
Huh? Are we talking about the same Emma Watson? From Harry Potter and Beauty and the Beast? Really? Belle, Hermione, she could never.
Personally, I think Harry Potter is way better than Beauty and the Beast.
The 35-year-old British actress and activist was clock driving her blue Audi at 38 miles per hour in a 30-mile-per-hour zone in Oxford, England, on the evening of July 31st last year. She did not appear for a brief hearing at High Wycombe Magistrates Court on Wednesday, where she was fined €1,044, $1,400, and disqualified from driving, according to the PA media.
What? She was only going 8 miles over, and she gets banned for 6 months?
That is absurd.
Anyways, moving on. In Germany, 12 baboons were killed in a zoo despite the protests.
That is crazy.
A zoo in Germany city of Nuremberg said it killed 12 baboons on Tuesday despite the protests, capping a saga rooted in concern that the zoo had too much little space to the house growing group of animals. The Trachtenberger Nuremberg Zoo first announced plans to kill baboons it didn't have space for in February 2024. It has said that it examined offers to take in some of the animals, but was unable to make any of them work.
What are baboons?
They're a type of monkey.
Monkeys!
You know Rafiki from The Lion King?
Like us, we're monkeys.
Exactly, but we weren't. We didn't come from baboons, we came from apes.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yes, it is. Baboons have very big butts, like some of us.
They really killed baboons?
Yes. The plans drew criticism for animal rights groups. They also drew protests at the zoo, which said on Monday that it would have started preparing to kill baboons. On Tuesday morning, it announced that it was a closing day for the unspecified operational reasons.
Can't they just let the baboons back into the wild?
Well, it's really hard to find the wild in Germany, and it costs really, really much to send them to a different country. And they could have been endangered by hunters and other animals.
I mean, fair.
Why are they killing baboons anyways?
Because they didn't have enough space, like I've mentioned about 12 times.
I'm sorry, I don't listen really good. Yes, I've also got memory loss.
Yes, we can see that.
Mm. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
So, if the baboons are possibly endangered by hunters, then why'd they just kill them anyways?
Because, well, it's called the cycle of life. You die, you're born. It happens, Austin.
Actually, it's the circle of life, not the cycle.
Thank you for correcting me.
Can we get back on track now?
I think we are back on track.
I don't think so.
Anyways, some of us would like to share some writing pieces that we all have. I would be honoured to go first. My writing is about the new Whittaker's Banana Caramel Chocolate. I wrote a review about it.
Really? Was it good?
Yes, it was really good. Love it, love it, love it. I love the new Whittaker's Banana Caramel Chocolate. From the packaging to the taste, everything blew my taste buds away. As soon as I saw the packaging, I sensed a tropical glow, the sun shining and warmth in my body. Picking up the chocolate and getting a closer look felt like putting my toes in the warm sand. The chocolate itself felt a little heavier due to the filling. However, the chocolate still had a smooth and shiny coat. Regardless of the looks, the chocolate smells like a balloon with hints of dark chocolate. Despite the awful smell, the taste was delicious. However, it had an artificial banana taste, which resulted in my rating. In conclusion, the chocolate had a lovely taste, but can never be my number one favorite. I definitely would recommend this chocolate. 4 out of 5 stars.
That sounds delicious. I would definitely try that.
Yes. I love Whittaker's chocolate, so it's so cool to know that they've released a new flavor.
Most of our class hated it. It was just me and some other kids who liked it. I do not think that it's on the taste buds of the average 13-year-olds, you know, and 12-year-olds.
Only people who are superior like you.
Mm. Like, just seeing, like, since you described it, I can already, like, get so much feelings. Like, it can taste good, like, stuff.
When I bit into the piece, I only bit half of it, put it up, and let the goo drop into my mouth.
Ooh.
The oozing feeling.
Me, personally, I probably wouldn't like the flavour, but I do get why people would love it, because it sounds awesome, but personally, I don't like those flavours.
Who'd like to go next?
Actually, I would love to. I wrote Escape at Last for a writing competition.
We get it.
Guys, don't be rude.
Left or right or wrong, yes or no, or in my case, life or death. Save myself or save my... Let me take you back in time a bit so you can see how I got here. A bang, a thud, a scream. I can't get out. Why would he do this? What's happening outside? My brother, my only friend, only hope, had just thrown me into an out-of-order escape room. No food, no water, no hope, and quite likely, no escape. It was out of order after all. I still couldn't form an explanation as to why he would do this. We were each other's only friends, only hopes, only comforts. Yet, here I am. I love him. I thought he loved me. Now tears began to trickle down my face as I sank down onto the cold concrete floor. Thinking back, he had been acting weird after a short, conspicuous phone call. He was so loud, you could hear him from a mile away. After the call, he kept more to himself, closed off to the outside world. Though that didn't excuse the fact that my brother lied to me, trapped me inside a broken escape room with no food, no water, nothing but a packet of matches. Wait, this is stupendous. I have a packet of matches. I have hope. At first, I had hope. Then I realized, fire is useless, I screamed. It was almost as if someone could hear me. I think they did. Creak. A large metal door slid open. That was all I needed. This was the start. The next few hours of solving puzzles made me weary. But the glowing sign above my head was forcing me to push through. I had to solve this. This was my only chance of escape. Only one puzzle left, forcing me to push through. I had to solve this. This was my... I didn't know why my brother did this, but I was not going to wait to find out. The puzzle! It needs matches! I don't have any! I was freaking out, looking all over, hoping I would find them. Or at the very least, something, anything to start a fire. This was my only hope, only escape. And that is when I felt it. The packet of matches from before. I found them. I can get out. I was ecstatic, at least until the puzzle was solved. Let me bring you back to my perspective. I don't get it. I've done everything right. I even finished all the puzzles. Why isn't anything helping? There's nothing left that I can do, right? I heaved the metal doors open, or at least I tried to. I did it. They opened. This was over. Left or right, right or wrong, yes or no, or in my case, life or death. Save myself or my brother. There's a bomb. I shoved my brother in the escape room. I hope he's safe. Bang, pure darkness, finally calm.
Wow, that was so good. It brought tears to my eyes.
I was almost crying when I heard it.
The emotion and the vocabulary used was just perfection.
Thank you so much, guys.
Wait, I have some questions before.
Yes?
When you said my love, yeah?
No, I said I loved my brother.
Oh, I thought you were talking about I love.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about your brother.
No, like, I love my brother.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Anyways, Clara, have you thought about being an author when you grow up?
So true.
No.
You should.
You definitely should.
Definitely should.
You'll probably make, like, about 53 books.
Over the span of 53 years.
When you decide to be an author, I'm going to say, I know her. I went to school with her.
Mm. Yeah. Anyways, now let's hear it from Austin.
My turn. I did a change poem. I have 3 paragraphs and three verses. The first one is about just how I've got this beautiful place, like a beautiful pond with lots of thriving nature. And the second verse is just some change that happened to it. And then the third verse is kind of just to summarize kind of what change can be. Through the window, a beautiful place for all creatures to enjoy. The aquatic life is healthy and thriving. All nature is living with joy. Through the window, the water is murky, all polluted and green. The grass is dead, as are the fish. No joy in nature to be seen. Through the window, times are changing. People care about the environment, they're planting redwood. Some change is good, like new treatment and medicine. To summarize change, some can be bad and some is good.
Beautiful.
You stole my thoughts.
It had such an important message in it that we need to protect the environment that we're polluting by making big industries, chemical factories and more.
Just like the baboons and everything nature.
Yeah. Like, so many animals are going extinct right now. Anyways, everyone, thank you so much for listening and we'll see you next time.
Bye!
We show respect because everyone is important. We show resilience, we keep strong. We show integrity because we do the right thing. We show kindness because we're H&I.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.